you ever questioned the world around you? The things you know to be real and true? The environment you take to be a physical representation of reality and what forms your own personal sphere of truth? What if you were told that you were almost certainly living in a computer-generated reality, where not only the world around you was fake, but also you were fake? A product of a super-evolved civilization of human descendants' idea of history. An advanced form of archaeology, where you yourself became the living past formed from the digital. Welcome to the Simulism Theory.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
People realized that processing speed of computers was increasing exponentially. Every year, every few years, every 18 months, the processing speed would double.
If this trend was to continue unabated, it would mean computers would get ever faster and ever more powerful. So much so, that in the far future, a super civilization would have computers which make ours look puny.
Imagine this occurring faster and faster. If that were to occur, it would be possible to process an infinite amount of information.
It was this infinite computing power, Tipler said, which would allow a future civilization to travel in time. They'd do it using virtual reality. The images computers can create have improved hugely over the last 30 years. But many physicists believe eventually computers will be able to make virtual images which are so good they'd be indistinguishable from reality. They'd be exact copies of the real world down to the last particle.
In the distant future, simulating physical systems with very high accuracy so that they look perfectly real to the user of the virtual reality will become commonplace and trivial.
But what if a future civilization wasn't just able to create images of fictional events? What if instead they could create images of their own real past. Then they'd be able to make exact three-dimensional copies of events and places in our time. These simulations would be populated by beings identical to us. They'd feel like us. They'd have thoughts just like us. They'd even think they were us. Our future descendants could then use these images to find out about their past. They'd have a time machine, but they wouldn't need to travel to the past. They'd bring the past to them.
So imagine an advanced civilization, and suppose that I want to visit the past. It might turn out not to be possible to build a time machine and actually go back into the past. Physics might simply not permit that. There is a second way in which they could get the experience of living in the past. And that would be by creating a very detailed and realistic simulation of the past.
The notion computers might one day be used to create exact copies of the past might seem like a wild intellectual exercise. But a new generation of believers in time travel have taken the idea to its own wild intellectual conclusion. And they've pointed out that a super civilization wouldn't just make one perfect simulation of the past.
An advanced civilization would have enough computing power that even if it devoted only a tiny fraction of 1% of that computing power for just 1 second in the course of its maybe 1,000 years long existence, that would be enough to create billions and billions of ancestor simulations.
Every time science has thought it has found a way to control time, it's been forced to confront a worrying implication. This latest solution is no exception, because it too turns out to have a bitter twist. One dictated by the laws of mathematical probability. If the computer of the future is churning out billions of simulations, how do we know we are living in the original real world and not one of the billions of copies? In fact, the odds against us being real are billions to one against.
There would be a lot more simulated people like you than there would be original non-simulated ones. And then you got to think, hang on, if almost everybody like me are simulated people, and just a tiny minority are non-simulated ones, then I'm probably one of the simulated ones, rather than one of the exceptional non-simulated ones. In other words, you're almost certainly living in an ancestor simulation, right now.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
My name's Bib. And remember, next time you look in the mirror and you see that face looking back at you, it might not be you. Until next time, sweet dreams.
Bib Report.